Hey guys, hi, how are you? In this video, I will cover my Tesla Model Y performance ownership experience for the first 10,000 miles. I will also talk about all the things that we like and dislike about our Model Y. Had feelings faded away? Do we continue to love it? Will we buy it again? How long do we plan to keep it? And I also want to share thoughts about like full self-driving, the shrinking range of my battery and all that stuff. The first negative thing will be the ride harshness. The ride is rough. The current price of the Model Y, the way this is optioned with the performance package and the white interior, is $65,000. That's a lot of money. So when I compare this to the way a comparable price SUV drives, the Model Y loses by a lot. I mean, and no, I haven't changed my mind about how I feel about this car or the ride quality. I've always found the ride to be rough. And this time, after 10,000 miles driving it, I just want to make it abundantly clear, and it is that the suspension is hard. It is a hard suspension, plain and simple. The seats are super comfortable, seriously, among the best I've ever experienced, to be honest with you, but they can only do so much. Range. The Model Y Performance has an EPA range of 303 miles, but in real life, it's far from it. I can count on about 250 to 260 miles of range on a fully charged battery, and that is if I drive conservatively, and by that I mean driving mostly to the speed limit, being easy in the go pedal, and on mostly flat landscapes. So I would say that the real life range falls short about 15% of the EPA rating. And with electric vehicles, range is a very big part of living with the car and trying to have a normal life. By the way, the fully charged battery now gives me 291 miles of range. So that's a loss of about 4% for the first 10,000 miles. At the 5,000 mile mark, our Model Y full range was 296 and now it reached 291. On the fastest charger available, our Model Y can charge from 20% to 80% in about 15 to 20 minutes. So that's pretty good. And that's usually what we do. I mean, we just go from 20 to 80 and avoid wasting time, because after 80%, it just takes forever to charge to 100%. Full self-driving. We ended up canceling our monthly subscription. We got the FSD subscription right when Tesla first came out with it. And at the time we bought this Model Y, FSD capability was offered for $10,000. I didn't get it back then because I felt that it was too much money, and now it's $12,000. At $199, I still think it's worth a try. We canceled it because we just wanted to cut back a little. I mean, we're planning to get it again for this spring because we have some road trips that are planned, and that's where we like FSD, that's where we like to use it. And I do think that FSD is a great feature to have. And what we like about the subscription is that you can just get it, pick it up, drop it at any time, so you don't have to commit to that $12,000. FSD doesn't make our Model Y drive itself. It's not autonomous driving. The name is misleading, and I frankly don't know how Tesla gets away with calling it autonomous driving. I'll leave you the link to a very interesting video regarding FSD and how it is really far from reality, from just becoming a thing that really drives itself. No. And keep in mind that at $12,000, you will need to keep your Tesla for about 5 full years before you come even with the month-to-month subscription. So what I would do if I were you, I'll just take a close look of how long you hold on to your vehicles to figure out if buying the feature outright for $12,000 make sense for you financially. Some of you tell me that this car is very bland. I can agree up to a point. Some things that we need to consider is that these electric cars don't need any sort of grill. So when I see other competitors that are coming out with their vehicles, they make it more appealing by adding just fake ornamental grills that are not needed in the car. I don't know how I feel about it. I do miss that part of the aggressiveness that you can have in a vehicle by adding scoops and adding just like a fake vent here, or maybe like a grill here. But those things represent the past. They're not needed in the car. It's like missing, I don't know, like a radio antenna in a car. They're not needed anymore. So I think it's gonna be a period of adjusting for just normal people that wanna see an electric car, and they wanna see the things that they used to see in their internal combustion engine cars in these electric cars. Like, for example, would I like to have like a dual exhaust here? Of course, they look so nice, right? But these cars don't need it. Another thing that I was gonna mention is, do I regret getting the white color? Honestly, no, because I do like white cars. A lot of my cars have been white in my lifetime. And the fact that this was a free color for Tesla, every time I go charge it, there's the majority of the cars that I see, they're white. and you need to pay a premium to get the nicer colors. But it just makes for a simple, easy to keep clean car. I mean, it hides the dust pretty well. And same thing, I think it extends to the interior. The interior may be a little bland as well because it lacks a lot of things that we're used to seeing in cars. But at the same time, when I'm in a hurry to clean it, this is so easy to clean because it doesn't have any intricate vents and all that stuff. It's just, you just get wipe it off and it looks pretty clean, right? I mean, I haven't detailed this car and you can see all my mess. You also ask if these seats are easy to clean, to keep clean, and they are. I have two dogs and sometimes they move this protecting towel and then I have that stain, but it will come right off with just the damp cloth. It's just this vegan interior, what is it, vegan leather interior. It's just that convenient to me. No regrets with this white interior, and I like the simplicity because it's easy to keep clean. I was expecting a little bit more wear on these tires, and they're holding up pretty good. I had it's not a sports car, but I had an IS 350 and it had very aggressive front tires, and I was only able to get about 19,000 miles off the front tires. I mean, they just wore off so quick. And my idea was that these tires being so low profile and the fact that this car is always either braking or accelerating, I thought that it was gonna use up the tires a lot faster, but it hasn't been the case. You hardly use the brakes in these cars because of the regenerative braking. It just makes it so cool because you don't get the nasty brake dust on these dark wheels, and at the same time, you're preserving the rotors for a much longer time. I can predict that this car is not gonna need a brake job anytime soon. Other than that, I do remember curving the wheels right when I got this car, and I just haven't done so. And this was the one that I told you that they gave it at the mall. It's right here, was met with the wheel. So I try to avoid parallel parking because remember, this car doesn't have a 360 camera. And yeah, you have the trajectory lines and all that. I just don't trust them. So I try to avoid parallel parking as much as I can. I still like the car. I still find it very, very practical, fast, cool, and my wife loves it too. So, I mean, we both equally like it, and we don't plan on getting rid of it anytime soon. Some of you that have followed my channel know that I, on average, I keep cars for about a year and a half, 2 years on average. But I think I'm gonna keep this car for at least while I have those 3 miles. So I think I have 31,000 miles of free supercharger use, so it's more like maybe like I have like 20,000 more miles, and if I'm averaging about 10,000 miles per year, I think that I'm gonna have this car for 3 years because it will make no sense for me to get rid of the car and just give up free charging, right? Unless I was gonna replace it with another Tesla. So it sucks that the program went away. And about the maintenance for this car so far, I love it that for the first 10,000 miles I haven't had to bring it into the service centers. I mean, not that I like them, because when I went, I didn't have a great experience when I went with my friend. But just the fact that this car doesn't need anything at the 5,000 mile mark or 10,000 mile mark is so cool. And even some traditional dealerships, they ask you to bring it in for a bogus 1,000 mile service where they offer you like a free loaner. They make sure you leave with a smile so that they can earn your future business. Well, you don't have any of that with this. I hate it. You know, I remember the days where I will bring in my car for service and then let's say you call for a oil change and filter, and they try to upsell you stuff. This side of the Tesla experience has been huge and like no other from the beginning. Just a set, no haggle price, no hidden fees at the time of purchase, no extended warranties being shoved on your face, no overpriced dealership installed options, especially nowadays where many traditional dealerships are asking for huge markups over MSRP on their limited inventories. Just so annoying. It just nothing, just a seamless transaction, and the dynamic was extended to the ownership experience with no traditional scheduled maintenance visits. And speaking of which, I'm just pretty thankful that our Model Y hasn't required any warranty claims. I only had a couple of issues, and one was that the lights were misdirected, so I talk about it on this video. There might be an issue with the headlights on our Model Y, as many drivers on the oncoming traffic thought we had our brights, and it got kind of annoying with so many of them shining their high beams at us. And I was just able to fix it with the steering wheel controls. The other issue was at the 10,000 mile mark just last week, the phones stopped pairing, and that was really annoying because it wasn't just on the phone side. We had to reset the main screen. For 10,000 miles, this has been just a reliable, non-eventful car, and we love it. So far, the maintenance costs have been $0. And as far as charging cost, I'm still using the referral miles that you were so generous to use my link for. And so it has been less than $200. And I still think that a home charger will be the best and most convenient things you can do to yourself when getting this car. But since I have so many free miles, I just don't want to spend the $3,000 that it will take for me to install one on my condo, because I live in a condo that has a common garage, and I have to have it professionally installed. I really like this interior. It doesn't get old. I like the charging pads right here. I just like the lack of things that I hardly ever use. Would it be nice to have an extra set of manual controls? Maybe, yes, because this screen continues to be distracting up to this day. And another thing is the over-the-air updates. They just keep coming. And for me, that I'm an old dinosaur, I just don't like technology changes for the sake of it. And just when I'm getting used to a particular layout, they change it and I have to take a crash course before I drive away. I remember that a couple of updates ago, they got rid of this profile driver tab right here, and you had to find it on the sub menus. I'm glad that it's back, unless I'm wrong. And then this cool thing where you get to change the color of your avatar. Oh, here, software. So you press this thing right here, and then you change the color of your car. And I think it's cool because some of you that like to customize your wrap it on vinyl, now you can get to match the color of your cool wrap to your avatar. My case is boring white, so let's leave it back to white. The sitting position is optimal. The panoramic sunroof offers great views. I mean, it never gets old. It makes the car feel very open and roomier than it already is. The audio system is wonderful. I mean, seriously, in my opinion, I think that it sounds just as good as what other premium brands offer as an upgrade. And in this case, it's the only offering from Tesla. So even if you were to get the basic Tesla, you get the top of the line sound system. It has, 13 speakers and a subwoofer and two amplifiers, but there's always a but. It doesn't come with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, and that to me is a joke. Most, if not all, premium brands offer these at least as an option, and I just don't understand why Tesla still doesn't offer it. It reminds me of Lexus, how long it took him to start offering Apple CarPlay. I love the heated seats and the heated steering wheel. Usually this comes as an option in other car brands, but it is stock in your Model Y, so that's pretty cool. Other stuff like power folding, auto dimming, side mirrors, dual wireless charging, music streaming, and stuff that in other car brands usually reserved for expensive option packages comes stock in your Model Y, so that's pretty cool as well. So when you get in the car, you just have to select your driver profile and everything adjusts to your liking, as with the exception of the annoying rear-view mirror, which is just not powered. Simple things like the car's ability to prioritize a cell phone over another one is just really cool. It switches between phones between me and my wife. So when my wife leaves the car, my cell phone takes over. And I just think that's really cool. And those are the little things or the big things that make the driving experience such an enjoyable one. But the fact that you have things like an internet browser, Spotify, Netflix, and YouTube make things like recharging times more bearable. And one of my favorite things about this car to this day is the handling. Do not be confused with what I said about the hard suspension. I mean, a hard suspension is not a choice. It's something that you get with this car, and there's no amount of upgrades that you can do in this car that will give you a better, smoother ride. On the other hand, it does drive pretty sporty. It's very predictable. The all-wheel drive system does wonders. I always know what the car is going to do. And that's pretty good. I mean, the center of gravity is low, it drives pretty sporty, the steering is very precise, very well tuned. I just wish it did a better job at isolating you from the road. Those of you that have owned, for example, Mercedes and BMW know that BMW is always tuned more for like a sporty feel, so some may consider it bumpy, and Mercedes is always more refined, more luxury. And this doesn't have any of that. So do not confuse this car with the luxury car, because it's not. It does give you a premium feel experience for different reasons.
maybe the fact that it's just a different type of car, a different kind of company, the exclusivity of the higher price. I mean, all of the Tesla vehicles are above the average price of a new vehicle. I think the average price now is like $40,000. So with Tesla, older vehicles are expensive and more expensive. And this at $65,000, sometimes I feel that when I get in somebody else's vehicle, I feel in silent, I start comparing how nice a Mercedes feel in comparison to this. And I'm talking about just, you know, just a mid-range Mercedes, like a GLC. My relative has a GLC. And when I got in that car, I remember what it's like to be in a luxury or a premium vehicle. I mean, I've had experience with BMW, Mercedes, Audi, and what they do with the treatment of the isolation from the road, the Detten materials that they use, the double glasses and all that, it pays out at the end when the driver gets in that car. And once you hit the road, you just feel isolated from the road, you feel in a special place, so the drive gets a lot more enjoyable. And this car is loud. I mean, there's no way around it. At the 5,000 mile mark, I made the mistake of saying that you get used to it. Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you can get used to a lot of things, right? So just because I got used to it doesn't mean that it's good. But if there was one thing that I could change about this car, it would be like an adaptive suspension. But from what I hear from people that have the Model X, they say that even with the adaptive suspension, the ride is not smooth at all. So maybe it's just in the way these cars are manufactured. And I've driven other, like for example, the Mustang Mach-E, and I find that suspension to be very, very sloppy, very bouncy. So in that, I do think that the Model Y ride quality is better than that of the Mustang. But when I compare this to a Mercedes, a Lexus, BMW, this one is not as nice as premium feel. If you are into that type of feeling, then I suggest you exploring to the Audi e-tron. The e-tron starts at about $66,000. So the base model of the e-tron starts as the most expensive Model Y. So with options, it will climb up another $20,000. So yes, the Model Y has that advantage. To this day, they're charging infrastructure is unique and exclusive. So those of you that come from an internal combustion engine car, thank you, great driver. This is the easiest, smoothest transition into an electric car because you're gonna find chargers everywhere. You will always have a charger available for you regardless of where you are, especially here in California, they're everywhere. The infrastructure is there, so I always feel that I can just pull over in a few miles and recharge again. And that's not the case with other brands. So when I hear that Tesla, and I'm going to talk about two things here that are important for this video. When I hear that Tesla is going to get rid of or going to open the charging network to other brands, I just feel that that's one more cut that is going to make Tesla vehicles feel less special. One already happened when they got rid of the referral program because, and don't take me wrong, guys, I'm very grateful that over 30 of you used my referral link to buy your Tesla. So I have free miles to spare, but it was just one of the things that made Tesla unique. It makes us drivers, owners, feel that you own a special kind of car because of those little things like the referral program. You know, I'm just an average Joe that decided to start posting videos about his car, and here I go, 30,000 miles worth of free charging, and it's gone. And now if they were to open the network to just everybody else, I think it will feel less special because as it is right now, even though it's a great charging network, some of these locations are starting to get crowded. I'm no stranger to experiencing, for example, a 45 minute charging limit for a Tesla, and some cars will take over 45 minutes to charge. So imagine if they were to open these chargers to just any other brand of car, then just the waiting time will be longer, and then you will have less time to charge your car, and you'll be competing for a spot with just anybody else. So that's one thing that I'm gonna ding Tesla for, is getting rid of the referral program and the possibility that they open the charging network to just anybody else.
Would I buy it again? Absolutely. This has been the best car ownership experience that we had. When we replace it with another Tesla when Tom comes, I don't know. You need to see what's out there from Tesla or any other brand when it's time to replace this car. Will it be replaced with another electric vehicle? Most likely, yes. I think I can't see cars in the same way I did before we had our Model Y. Electric vehicles just make much more sense, and especially now with gas prices hovering at the $6 per gallon mark. But please let me know in the comment if how you feel about what I just said, my arguments. Do you agree? Do you feel that I'm being too harsh with our Model Y? I want to hear from you. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.